How can America heal the toxic divisions that are imperiling its democracy? That's the quest of hundreds of local and national nonprofits that have popped up in recent years. Many of them use a tried and true formula: invite Americans with opposing views to sit down, talk civilly, and listen. But with the nation facing such deep and bitter polarization, is that enough? NPR's John Burnett has our report from Texas.
Is this what saving democracy looks like? Eight Democrats and eight Republicans, all older and white, are milling around a nondescript community room, apprehensively.
All right, everybody find a seat.
They volunteered to come out tonight to engage in respectful conversations in hopes of building one small bridge across America's partisan abyss. Here in LaGrange, Texas, situated on the rolling prairie between Austin and Houston, folks voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, and many still live under his spell. During the campaign, there were raucous Trump trains honking and hollering downtown. The countryside is now spotted with epithets like F Joe Biden and Impeach Crazy Joe.
I'm going to say the blues are going to go back there, we'll rearrange chairs, and the reds will stay up here.
Moderator Connie Shortis, a retired corporate exec, lays out the first exercise, self-criticism. Each group is to come up with four stereotypes of themselves, what's exaggerated and what's true. This so-called blue-red workshop is put on by a nonprofit, Braver Angels, that stages encounters and debates all over the country as a way to reduce political polarization. After 45 minutes of brainstorming, a stockbroker named Chuck Mazak stands up to share the work of the Reds.
Of all the stereotypes you identified, the four that we have on this list are racist, anti-immigrant, blindly accepting or believe lies, and militaristic gun lovers.
For the Blues, a retired Austin City employee named Helen Niesner lays out the stereotypes they came up with.
That we are socialist, there are too many giveaway government programs. That we are for open borders, that we are anti-gun, and that we are unpatriotic.
At the end of three intense hours, all 16 participants get a chance to voice their takeaways. Here is retired family therapist Betsy Harwood, a Democrat.
I think that what we see here in this room is the true America. It's a group of people who can get together and talk politely with each other and understand each other. It's not what we see on the news or what we see in social media. That's not the real America. This is right here. And I think we've discovered it tonight.
So what to make of this kumbaya moment amidst deepening national partisanship? Is it the real America? For one thing, this group is uniformly educated, gray-haired, and white. Braver Angels admits this is generally who attends across the country. Participants self-select. Despite the narrow demographic, co-founder Bill Dougherty maintains that it's working.
People come to see others on the other political side as having more common values and aspirations for the country than they had imagined. That's for me the big one.
He's a Minneapolis family therapist and professor who modeled the workshops on his counseling experience, Get Antagonists to Meet Face-to-Face. A recent study by independent political scientists concluded the blue-red workshops can significantly reduce polarization, though the results dissipate over time. Dougherty says they don't claim one workshop will change people.
If you want to use the viral analogy, they are one effective treatment that has some temporary benefits, but they're not the solution in themselves to our problem of polarization.
A recognized expert in conflict resolution remains skeptical. Peter Coleman, professor of psychology and education at Columbia University, believes that these sorts of gatherings, while valuable, are only a beginning because the enmity and contempt between Americans runs so deep these days.
Just meeting with other people, particularly once for a short period of time, is insufficient to changing people's attitudes, habits, the media they watch, the internet that they, you know, surf. All of those factors contribute to this, and you're not going to change all that behavior with an encounter.
In fact, Coleman says there is no single answer to restore our fractured republic, even if the states did away with gerrymandering or Donald Trump retired from public life.
It really is going to have to be a constellation of answers that we come up with together and ideally, you know, sparks a social movement.
Although it seems like a laudable exercise to have folks bridge political divides, it is not how political power works, and it's not how change occurs.
Alex Zamelin is a political scientist and director of African American Studies at the University of Detroit Mercy. His most recent book is titled Against Civility.
American history shows us that real political change, especially when it comes to issues of equality, freedom, and justice, happens through social movements, happens through folks putting pressure on politicians.
Despite its limitations, the civility model of listening and talking across differences has caught fire. A project called the Bridging Divides Initiative at Princeton University tracks and tries to mitigate political violence in the United States. Its website features a map covered with hundreds of green dots that represent do-good organizations that promote respectful civil discourse, such as American Public Square, Living Room Conversations, and the Listen First Project.
There are a lot of groups like Braver Angels who think of themselves as this bridge-building sector increasingly.
Shannon Hiller, executive director of the Bridging Divides Initiative, says going into the midterm elections, extremist candidates are using divisive rhetoric that can lead to violence.
Anything we can do to counter that in our interpersonal relationships, those types of conversations that humanize the other, all have a role to play in reducing political violence in this moment.
Braver Angels is one of the most successful of the bridge-building groups. To date, volunteers have put on nearly 1,600 Red-Blue workshops in all 50 states. This month, they initiate a new project, Braver Politics, that will attempt to lower the temperature in school boards, state legislatures, and even the U.S. Congress. Back in conservative LaGrange, moderator Connie Shortis says the workshops have had one noticeable impact on local Democrats.
I know that the blues that have participated in this, I'm noticing being a little more calm about speaking their mind or even revealing themselves as being liberal or blue in that community.
Braver Angels has so far staged two workshops in LaGrange, with more planned. Larry Jackson is a former editor and publisher of the local newspaper, and he's been an observer at both of them. I asked Jackson if he believes that these staged get-togethers can help repair America's tattered democracy.
I really think that individual actions matter. We're not going to be able to change America here in LaGrange.
But, he says, maybe they can help restore some civility in their little town. John Burnett, NPR News, LaGrange, Texas.